Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim Kendall, New Bedford Seafood Consulting. I'm also here representing the Mass Fishermen's Partnership. A couple of things that Jimmy Odlin mentioned early on. I was on the first TMGC committee, and he's right. The Canadians had absolutely no effort on George's Bank for years and years and years, and I think we allocated possibly 5% of the yellowtail to them in those first years. And now it's grown to where we have the minor portion, the minority, 30-40%, I think it is, and they've grown exponentially. Something's wrong. And I'll point out one issue that happened early on with the TMGC was back with the herring. When we first started doing some of the sharing issues on herring and the track, the first track that was held for them, they turned science on its ear with their projections. And we went along with it for whatever foolish reason, and that set the trend right then and there. This country has always been one that's kind of backed away from hard issues with other countries because we feel that we have too much, and we tend to give it away. Well, this is a perfect example of what's been going on out there. A while back, I raised an issue about the Bigelow and its effort out on George's Bank this past couple of years. And I believe the survey that they did in 2011 is the one that was based on the current assessments. I raised issue with the fact that they missed entirely the area associated with Yellowtail on the southeast part of George's Bank. And they told me, well, Jim, you know, this is all done by computer. It's random tows, so forth and so on. But you cannot ignore the area where the fish are supposed to be in favor of areas where there's no fish. You just can't do it. Fishermen can't do it. Why would they? And to add insult to injury, what are they using for fishing gear? The areas that they're fishing probably will have some yellowtail, but then you cut down their possible catch by using a rock hopper on a flat bottom. You know, you're adding insult to injury again. If the effort is on to miss this yellowtail and affect the surveys and the assessments out of it, then they're doing a good job. John, you said that the fishermen were good at avoiding fish and yellowtail. And I'm going to tell you, we're not as good as the Science Center. Well, it draws laugh, but I'm dead serious. I want to look back. I spoke to Rodney Aver a while back, and this council and a lot of fishermen said in 2004 that we shouldn't be going into Area 2 to take out 30,000 pounds of yellowtail. We asked for a lower level of effort out there because we knew several things were going to happen. One is we're going to take a hell of a lot of fish, and two, we were going to take a lot of that fish and make it cheap, and that's exactly what happened. All right, I want to go back to the surveys that were done prior to that and see where they were doing their towing and what effort they had out on there that gave them the assessments that were so much higher, which is totally opposite of what we're finding now. So if they went to areas that were supposed to hold fish and they found fish, big surprise. But they're doing the opposite now. And you can't keep telling me that this isn't by design of some sort. I spoke to Bill Kopp a while back and said that I hoped that he was going to bring the same cooperative effort that he used in Alaska to make that a successful fishery here to the Northeast. And he assured me that he had plans to do so. And what's the first thing that happens? They take Brian Rothschild off as co-chairman of one of the biggest fishery groups that we have in our favor. That, to me, doesn't sound like cooperative effort. That sounds like you're trying to get rid of another troublemaker, just like you got rid of me, you got rid of Jim O'Malley, Phil Rule, Vito Calamo. Whenever any of us were on the council that were outspoken or in a position where we could push back and push back hard, we were removed, just like our fish is being removed. At some point, this has to stop. The science has to become science and a true effort to do it. You can't keep using the wrong gear if so much is hinging on it. I understand the problems associated with using a flat net in the middle of the channel, but I do not understand the reasoning that goes into keeping that same rock hopper gear on flat bottom when you're trying to chase down flatfish. You just can't do it. And you can't call that science when you're purposely using the wrong tool. It's like shoveling snow with a pitchfork. That's what your effort brings you. You'll get it done to some degree. But if that's the best you can do, then you guys got to start looking for work with us.